Hey, it's great to be here in San Francisco. This is the first week of the golf, you know, and Tiger is my favorite golfer ever, you know. And he's, you know, he went to Stanford, if you guys don't know that, which is awesome. And I'm hoping this is his year, man, because I feel bad for the guy, you know. And God damn, it's too bad that happened and everything. And, you know, whatever. I just hope he does good. That's all I'm saying. It was funny, at the time it happened, I you get so, like, naive about things, you know what I mean? Like I remember I was, like, outraged and everything. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, you know? Like, I don't know what I thought his life was, but I remember at the time going, what? I don't believe you. Are you telling me, are you trying to tell me that guy is worth $6 billion? You're telling me that the world's greatest athlete over there, Tiger Woods, you're telling me that guy, that super handsome, charismatic dude, likes to lie down with ladies? I don't buy it. I don't buy that for 1 second. Doesn't make any sense. And then when it turned out to be true, I was all like outraged like an idiot, you know? So I was like, I don't like hypocrites. I don't care for that. He always presented himself in public as a golfer. I would see him on TV be hitting a golf ball and shit, and a golf ball would get near the hole. That's what I thought. I didn't know he was leading some kind of double life where he was golfing by day and laying down with ladies at the night. If I'd known that, I never would have bought the fucking Buick in the first place, you know? Now, I'm driving down the street and I'm viewing people snickering at me. I don't know. I don't know what I thought his life was. I try to remember back, you know, because when you look, of course, it makes complete sense, you know. Is, you know, what do you think? Like, he's like, hey, Tiger Woods, I just won the Tiger Slam. Why, I've stepped from the claret jug and I've hoisted the Wanamaker trophy. Here I am trying on my second green jacket. What should I do tonight? I know, I'll go back to my hotel room alone all by myself. That'll be fun. I understand there's a Card Sharks marathon on GSN tonight. I'll invite Mark Calcavecchia over and we'll have a grand old time together. What the fuck? I'll just get some room service. Hello. I'd like to... Oh, hi. What's your name? Christine. Yeah, listen, I'd like to get a chicken breast sandwich. No, I don't want a blowjob to end all blowjobs. I want a chicken breast sandwich with a pickle. Can I get a pickle with it? Can I get an eighth of a pickle? Like lengthwise sliced? So I would just have 1/8. Do you have anything like that down there? But see, I don't think that he's like the people think of him as a sexual predator or something, you know, but I don't think that. I think the girls went after him, you know. I don't think he's trolling through Perkins trying to find waitresses, you know. I think it's like he's in Perkins with his lovely wife enjoying a piece of pie, you know, and then he leaves, and then the waitress runs out and she goes, "Ooh, you forgot this thing, plus I'll fuck you tomorrow if you come back." And he's like, "Oh, okay, So he has the, you know, the temptations of the flesh all the time, you know. And so, you know, you got to take that into account, you know. And Tiger, he's not like us. He's not like a regular guy. He's like a rock star. A regular guy, you know what I mean? He doesn't have that much. Like a guy like me and you, how many times would we have a chance to commit adultery? In our whole lives, we might have 10 opportunities, you know. Probably think it's 10, probably only 6. But so let's say it's 10. So we stray once. That's 10%, you know, of our 10. Twice, 20%. Now, Tiger maybe had 60, 70 women. What about the 3 million that he didn't fuck, that he could have? You got to factor those gals in, you know? Now, when you do that, I did it on a little calculator. It turns out that Tiger only had sex with 0.00000000002% of the women. He could now. Statistically, that's 0%. From from a strictly mathematical point of view, Tiger is the most faithful man who ever lived. That's my point. So, God bless him, and I hope he does well at the Masters, because, you know, he's got a, you know, he's trying to catch Nicklaus and Snead and so forth, and, you know, I've wasted 16 years of my life watching the fucking guy, and he's got a date with destiny, and I'm not talking about some lady at the Spearman Rhino. I'm literal destiny he has a date with. But anyway.